I'm here with Donegal manager Jim McGuinness. Jim, first game of the new tenure. Happy with what you've seen?
Happy, Brendan. A lot of positives. Everybody worked very hard. Younger lads getting their chance, came in, done very well. The senior players responded well as well. Great surface here. I think we enjoyed that. And good challenge, good team, good side. You know, last year got a bit of a lesson down there in many respects, so it was nice to turn that around and brought bits and pieces in terms of the fingerprint of what we want moving forward to the table as well, particularly in the second half in terms of the running game and the transitional game and worked hard and worked for each other, and that was the most important thing.
Yeah, 2-12 to 2-8, Jim, we're all fascinated to know how Donegal is going to set up and play. You know, the last time in your tenure there, you revolutionised the game, and we went from, you know, outsiders to All-Ireland winners. You know, you've been on an amazing journey since around the world soccer. You're back now to the GAA. How is your own philosophy, and how do you see the game now?
Do you know what, Brendan? Things never really change that much, in the sense that, like today, every day is different. Like, you all have your own principles and the things that you want. And I suppose for us, I would personally have felt the last number of years we were over back the field too much. And, you know, that we want to be more vertical and more aggressive. And you know, I think possibly bring, you know, what we're good at in terms of Donegal to the table more. You know, a transitional game and a running game. Everything that myself and yourself were reared with in club football and stuff. So all of that will feed into it, and you'll have your principles, and then really then it's about the game and how you see the game and how you see the tactics of the game. That'll change probably every day that you're out, in many respects. But those fundamentals shouldn't really change that much. You know, we want to work hard and play for each other and support each other and get pressure and play fast, basically play fast, you know. So and that's why I'm happy today, like, you know, even though it wasn't perfect, there was a lot of those things, and they were trying to do a lot of those things today.
Yeah. Jim, first came back, there was a bit of buzz. You could see that you had 6 or 7 debutants, about the same number of under-20s. You're working off a large squad. How do you see that shaping up now coming into the McKenna Cup?
Be honest, still getting to know them. You know, still getting to know them and understand them. And there's a right few senior players there that haven't done a lot in the pre-season so far because of niggles and injuries and stuff. Just working with everybody and trying to, you know, like, some of them young lads have done really well in training, even though they are only 17 and 18 and 19 and so deserve to get on the pitch today, you know. And obviously we have to come up with a plan to, you know, to develop the other lads into game time over the coming weeks as well. You know, Keelan McGonigal and Niall O'Donnell and Patrick and Ryan McHugh and all these lads, you know. It's kind of, you know yourself, this time of year, there's a lot going on, and trying to manage all that and get everybody up the levels to the best possible position for the start of the league.
Yeah, I'm standing here in Fallon Tuning Park. You've got the Puma Kings on yourself, Jim, from back in the day. I remember a few trips me and you took to the Canaries. I presume the training camp was a bit different from the trips that we had this time.
I think the difference was we were calling it a team holiday, and
the balls and trip.
This time around it was actually a training camp.
Get to know each other a bit better.
Aye, but no, it was great. It was actually brilliant because, again, you know, I don't know the lads apart from one or two of them, and then the management team as well. You're bringing a management team together, and then you've all those younger lads as well. So it was great to get out and just be on the pitch every day and training and working, and then, you know, spending time in the team meetings and socially and everything outside of that. There wasn't as much pressure as normally because it was early in the year. Sometimes when you're going to them camps, you're 6 or 7 weeks out from the championship. Yes. And you need to get more out of it, whereas actually the social part and creating that understanding of the game plan was the most important thing, you know. And in fairness, that was really good for us, like, as a whole group, you know.
Yeah, and Jim, I'm just watching you talking to the press there, very assured, very measured. You look very happy in terms of being back in. You have a new backroom team here. Is it something that really excites you, being back in the fold again? Because we thought in many ways we had lost you to soccer there. And, you know, the fact you've come back in now, Jim, I couldn't see anybody that was ready-made to take over at Donegal. The fact that you've come in now, I think by the time this tenure's over, we will have. So the fact that you've come in, there's so many pluses, and there's so much attention now around Donegal and what you're going to bring. The draw, of course, we're going into the league. Is it... Is it a necessity, Jim, to get promotion to Division 1? Is that a big marker starting the season before we get into the Ulster Championship?
I suppose the answer to that will be it won't be if we don't get promoted, and if we do, if we do, it was a necessity. But no, listen, Brendan, like everybody else, like it was a very tough watch last year, and that's the reality. And so, you know, that's our start point, and we need now to just try and, you know, solve as many problems as possible and build them up as much as possible and have a really good go at this season. We will try and win every game in the National League, and that won't be possible probably, but that'll be our ambition, and to give it a real good go. But there's a lot of really good sides in there, and season sides in there as well. And the Championship draw is incredibly difficult. But sure, these are the challenges, you know, these are the challenges that you want. And all you can do is take it one day at a time. And today was good. We got a good result against a good team, and we worked hard for it, you know. And we just go from there, you know. And great games in the McKenna Cup coming up, and that'll, again, Ulster teams, that'll be a real barometer in terms of the work that we need to do, you know. And you have to look forward to that, you know. Jeepers, like, I mean, if we were 30 years younger, you know what I mean, we'd be embracing that every single second of it, you know. And that's what you keep have to keep telling them, you know, that it's a very short window, and just enjoy it, work hard and enjoy it, like, because I think when you're working hard, you know that you've been true to yourself. Yeah. and that's where they need to get to, and they worked hard today and they got the result. Yeah. and that's normally the way it works. You know, so yeah, we'll we have the ball rolling now, and we're looking forward to the coming weeks.